Every week, a lot of that get a chance to join us here for the official opposition of the NDP on the Trending 55 Hot Scene. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Sarah Hoffman, the NDP's education critic, and also the MLA for Edmonton Glenorgus. First of all, Sarah, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your time, Kyle.
Well, one of the main topics we're going to talk about today is the NDP has actually been calling on the UCP government recently to set up a COVID-19 pre-registration program for children aged 5 to 11 once vaccines are available for that age group. Why don't you get to tell us a little bit about what you guys kind of want to see on that front?
Yeah, our goal is to make sure that as soon as it's deemed safe to do so, that as many Albertans as possible are able to get the vaccine. And the biggest gap right now, of course, is those who are under 12 because they haven't been approved yet, and we have seen how quickly COVID can spread. We've seen a lot of evidence in schools in the last few months, and it's important that when it is safe to do so, that as many Albertans as possible get vaccinated. So one of the best ways we can do that is by allowing parents to pre-register so that we know where we need to have the vaccines available, and we know where we need to do more outreach to families to be able to answer any questions and increase their confidence in the vaccine.
And we have seen recently a similar program being launched to by our neighbors to the west over in BC. The program you guys want to look to see here, is there going to be kind of some similarities to that?
Absolutely. I think that there's lots of opportunities to learn from other developed jurisdictions and of course, those who are closest to home. And BC has been quite proactive on this, and we think that it's important. Alberta has traditionally, over the last 2 years, been last to act and acted in the least substantial ways, but they can take a page from BC. They can learn from what's happening and what's going to be successful in other areas and try to get out a little bit faster this time because lives depend on it. Keeping schools open depends on it. So let's make sure that we're being proactive, taking the best ideas from other places and moving quickly to make the best ones work here.
And, of course, one thing we've seen over the course of the vaccinations that have been rolling out throughout the province is that there are some areas of the province, particularly some of the rural areas, that are a little lower on the vaccine uptake than some other ones out there. Do you think by going through with a program like this, this would help a way to get to sort of more information out there for parents, especially in the rural areas, to help get their kids vaccinated and all those other things?
Absolutely. And I can tell you, when I grew up in Canuso up north, Mrs. Barry, who was the public health nurse that we had in the community, she was a really trusted authority. And when a lot of people had a chance to chat with her about some of their questions or concerns, she was able to help move those forward and address them in a really thoughtful, kind way, but also using science and evidence to help those discussions along. So by having people pre-register, it will enable public health to make sure that they've got the right supply available in the right places, but also to have some of those conversations with folks who have questions, because asking your questions and getting information as quickly as possible and from sources that you trust as close to the community as possible, I think is a really good thing. So I want an opportunity for more folks to be able to get the information they need to protect themselves as well as the people they love.
And you think by doing this kind of pre-registration thing, because we've seen before with the previous rollouts of the vaccine that, they make it available and, you have to go online to register and then you're stuck waiting in that queue for like an hour or so, waiting to get that done. Do you think that by doing it this method for once the vaccine becomes available for kids age 5 to 11, it'll still help make the vaccines, the vaccines going through, make it sort of a bit more of a timely process?
Good point. And, I hadn't even thought about the piece around how many times it crashed. I remember the day that my mom and her husband were eligible because they were over 75. I was sitting at the computer hitting refresh. It was so frustrating for basically an entire business day. They were themselves trying to register, and I was trying to help them register, as were many families across the province. Whereas if we're doing it in a proactive pre-registration way, there won't be as much rush all at one point in time. So let's be getting as much information out to families as possible. Let's make sure that we make it as easy as possible for them to register. Let's make sure that when it is eligible, that we can have a really robust school-based vaccine process available to all families where it's needed most, and then work to get it to those other areas through education and outreach.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Training 55 Thoughts, he would always like to end off with a little personal question or two. Now, of course, we are coming up on Halloween here in about just over a week and a half or so, which means there's going to be a lot of candy out there for people out there. Now, I'm curious, when it comes to you, what's kind of the, I guess, go-to candy for you since we're getting close to Halloween here?
Okay, so my favorite year, and I didn't do it last year, and I probably won't this year because of COVID, I have a prize wheel. And the kids would spin, and there would be a variety of things on it. But the gag thing that was on it was can of beans. And I was amazed by how many kids were really excited and rooting to get a can of beans. But definitely I have, you know, full-size chocolate bars and all that other fun stuff, too, that I remember being excited to get when I was a kid. So, yeah, it's a good time of year, and it's nice to see kids get excited and be outdoors. I'll probably do a candy shoot and maybe sneak some cans of pop in there, because I also remember being, even though it's so heavy, I remember being so excited when I get a can of pop.
Definitely sounds like a lot of fun going on there. All right, NDP education critic Sarah Hoffman, thanks for joining us at the Trendy 55 Hot Seat today.
Thanks for having me on.